Video: Parents of Missouri teen accused of beating Kaylee Gain, she wants to apologize. By Amy Furr on April 4, 2024. The 15-year-old girl charged with assaulting 16-year-old Kaylee Gain in St. Louis, Missouri, wants to say she is sorry, according to her parents. Mornis DeClue's parents, Cone Swella and Robert DeClue, said their daughter was dismayed to hear Gain endured a long coma following the March 8 incident, and they said she wants to apologize, KSDK reported Friday. DeClue's mother said her child was not a troublemaker and claims she was being bullied. This had manifested over a three-month period. My daughter was focused on her education, and I don't know. Maybe they thought she was a nerd, the woman added. Breitbart News reported on March 24 that Gain, whose head was bashed into the pavement during the incident near Hazelwood East High School, was stable and breathing on her own, according to her family. Video footage shows the fight erupt among several teenagers. The Breitbart News article continued. Kaylee was gravely hurt by a severe head injury, St. Louis police said. The other girl was arrested the next day on assault charges, Breitbart News reported. Since the March 8 incident, Kaylee had been in the intensive care unit in the hospital until recently. Her family informed Fox 2 on Saturday that the teen is finally stabilized, breathing on her own, and has been moved out of the ICU. Gain was reportedly suspended from school for fighting the day before the incident happened, according to Breitbart News. The 15-year-old combatant, who remains in custody at a juvenile detention facility on felony assault charges, has no violent history, according to her defense attorney, Greg Smith, the outlet said. Gain's family said that, recently, Kaylee has been displaying significant cognitive impairment and has been saying the same short sentences repeatedly, people reported on Tuesday. Per the KDSK article, Gain's family said she has begun walking again, with assistance, but does not remember the fight that put her in the hospital.